A miner at the Revenue Virginius is reportedly in stable condition after an accident on Monday. According to Ouray County Sheriff Dominic Jr. Mativi, the victim was working underground with the jackleg drill, finishing up some rock bolting. The drill got away, pinned him against the wall, and hit him against the side of the face. He sustained damage to his ear and neck. County law enforcement and medical officials responded to the scene. Mativi reported that the accident victim was conscious and talking and was transported from the mine to a hospital in Flight for Life helicopter from Montrose. The historic Revenue Virginius mine is located near Yankee Boy Basin, nearly 7 miles south of Ouray. The county is currently undergoing intensive rehabilitation designed to bring it back into production in the near future. According to mine spokesman Rory Williams, Mine Safety and Health Administration officials investigated the accident on Monday and determined that it was a genuine accident and there was no negligence involved. The employee is expected to make a full recovery. Montrose Memorial Hospital is preparing for the future with 6 recent property acquisitions. The hospital has spent about $1.3 million on the 6 properties since the beginning of the year, all of which are contiguous to the hospital's current location. The properties include 3 buildings which will or currently do house healthcare services. The other 3 acquisitions are former homes which could be rented, but will more than likely be demolished to create more campus parking and or hospital buildings. The buildings were paid for in whole from the hospital's capital budget. Hospital board member James Whitcomb says the new properties, which are all now on the hospital's list of fixed assets, will allow the hospital to stay at its current location with room to grow. Last week, the hospital board hired Tennessee-based American Health Facilities Development to create a long-range facilities plan, which could be developed early next year. The plan will set out the most sensible and efficient way to expand buildings, parking, and utilities with an eye to patient flow and access. This year alone, the hospital expects to welcome a total of 10 new physicians to its medical staff. The Montrose Memorial Hospital, Inc. Board of Directors currently leases the hospital from the Montrose Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees, appointed by the county commissioners. The hospital currently receives no money or funding from taxpayers. Hydropower will soon be coming from the Ridgeway Dam. In about a month, Tri-County Water Conservancy District officials are hopeful they will be able to break ground on the project. When finished, the 8-megawatt project will create about $1 million annually in revenues. 2 turbines and 2 generators with winter and summer flow systems will produce enough electricity for about 300 homes each year. Tri-County Water General Manager Mike Berry says that the 2 different systems, both of which can operate during peak flows, is the most efficient method of capturing energy from the dam. Tri-County Water is now waiting for the Bureau of Reclamation to approve the final design plans. They also need to reach an interconnection agreement, which will allow for the power to get onto the grid, with the Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association before construction begins. Tri-State is the wholesale power provider for the area's electrical providers, including the Delta Montrose Electric Association and the San Miguel Power Association. Berry says brokering an agreement with Tri-State has been a lengthy and expensive process. The city of Aspen will purchase power produced in the winter, about 40% of its total hydropower produced, while Tri-State will purchase the other 60% that is produced during the rest of the year. You've been listening to the Watch Weekly Report. For KVNF News and the Watch newspaper, I'm Gus Jarvis.